This is Getting Stoned, the podcast about all things gems and minerals, and I'm your host, Jonna Kreider. Today on Getting Stoned, I'd like to share with you how a piece of Elon Musk rocket found its way to me. Before sharing how I got so lucky, I'll give you a quick recap of Starship Serial Number 9, known as SN9 for short. Back in February, SpaceX, which has been testing its starships that will one day take us to Mars, tried to land Starship SN9. The rocket did this really cool flip maneuver and then exploded. The cause was one of the Raptor engines not relighting, and this caused SN9 to land at a high speed, which made it experience rapid unscheduled disassembly. Boom. Now we fast forward here to July, and a piece of that rocket is sitting next to me in one of my apophyllite specimens, is where I have it right now. My friend Gail, who often goes to Starbase, where SpaceX is, had a few twisted metal pieces from the explosion gifted to her, and she gave one to me. So I'm gonna share an audio of her explaining where the piece of metal came from and how she got it.
So tell me about this piece of metal in my hand, Gail.
This is from Starship 9, and it was recovered by a dedicated photographer named Philip Botan, and he is often down near Starbase, Texas.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Getting Stoned, a podcast about gems and minerals. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider rating it 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening in from. I also have a YouTube channel where I post clips from the podcast as well as videos of gems and minerals that I've worked with or that are in my collection. If you would like to sponsor Getting Stoned, opportunities start at just $1 a month and you can get some sweet benefits mixed in for that. Also, recently I just published a new book called A Little Book of Gems and Minerals. It's available on Amazon. It's a photo book that's great for kids, families, and perfect for a gem and mineral book collection. You can access all of these on my website, gettingstoned.online.